Chapter 6, Baptism in the Holy Spirit. 7 Steps to Receive Baptism in the Holy Spirit. 1. The Holy Spirit has already been given to us. God has already given us the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Since that day He has been in this world. It is up to us to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We should not ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Asking is a lack of faith. The right thing to do is to come to Jesus and receive this baptism in the Holy Spirit. 2. Who can receive the Holy Spirit? Everyone who is born again, has given their life to Jesus, is ready to receive the Holy Spirit. John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Ex capitulo 2, versiculo 38. Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 3. It is biblical to receive the Holy Spirit. How can I receive the Holy Spirit? Through the laying of hands. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 9, verse 17. And laying his hands on him he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. 4. Your part in receiving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moves in our vocal cords and puts supernatural words in our mouths. The Holy Spirit gives the ability to speak, but it is the person that has to speak. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Speaking in tongues is mankind in the flesh, speaking to God in spirit. God promised in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. And it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. 5. Throw away what does not matter. Throw away any wrong teachings you may have and the fear of receiving something false. Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? 6. Prayer. The prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus, I believe in my heart, based on the Scriptures, that the gift of the Holy Spirit is for me. Just as I received eternal salvation by faith, it is also by faith that I now receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, with evidence of speaking in new tongues. Amen. We receive the Holy Spirit by faith, by saying a prayer, just as we receive Jesus. 7. Praise God. Now praise God in your new heavenly language. Do not simply say one word in your language. The Holy Spirit will give you the words. Fearlessly and confidently raise your voice and let out those supernatural sounds, whatever they may be. This is faith. Keep saying those supernatural words until you are sure within yourself that you have received the clear language. Remember that it is not the Holy Spirit who speaks. He simply gives the gift of speech and places the words. It is you who must say them. If at first the language does not flow, do not be discouraged. Do not doubt that you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The devil may come with the idea that everything is a sham, but remember that he is a liar. Be obedient to the Lord, praying, singing in the Spirit, and moving forward in faith. Whenever possible, meet with other Christians who are filled with the Spirit in order to pray in the Spirit. Note, we urge all brethren to be baptized in the Holy Spirit in the next Sunday meeting.